This audio interview is being conducted at the Seattle Sperm Bank on the 6th of July, 2016, with donor number 12,072.
My donor number is 12072. Hello. 6'5" tall, and I have a medium build. I have brown hair and blue eyes. My skin color is light olive. My mother's ethnic origin is German and Italian. And my father's ethnic origin is Italian and Irish. My racial color code, as established by the Seattle Sperm Bank, is white.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here.
No problem.
Hey, so are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you have going on for you?
I'm currently a student at UW, studying, majoring in finance in the business school.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm working downtown internship with a few different financial firms.
Very cool.
And really liking the industry.
And in the next 5 to 10 years, what would you want to be doing?
Hopefully finance in either the greater Seattle or I think it's San Francisco area after a bit of travel first.
Sure. Around. Well, growing up, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yep. I have one older brother, one younger sister.
And what's your relationship with them like today?
Great. My brother's working in San Francisco, talk to him all the time. And my sister is currently going through Europe on a pretty big adventure for her first time over there. So I'm keeping in touch with her over there. She's having fun.
Good for her. Hey, well, how about your mom and dad? Would you say that they instilled in you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah. I think one of the main ones is dedication and hard work, as well as just following what you want to do. Find your passion.
Well said. Well, when you're not going to school and doing internships, what do you like to do for fun?
I love hiking, the outdoors,
yeah.
Backpacking. Going to be doing a lot of that in the upcoming months.
For sure.
And scuba diving is one of my big hobbies. So
awesome.
I like doing a lot.
How about music? Genres of music that you like, or if it's easier to answer, is there any type of music you just don't like?
I don't know. I can kind of dip my feet in a lot of different pools there, but I like kind of alternative folksy style.
Yeah.
A little bit of rock. And I play guitar, so it's fun to get into some different stuff that I like listening to, too.
Very good. How about movies? Genres of movies that you enjoy or specific favorite movies of yours?
Well, that's a tough one. Well, me and my buddy always rate movies on the 0 to Shawshank scale, so The Shawshank Redemption is one of my all-time favorites. A lot of different classics. The Departed's a great one.
Yeah,
kind of some. Last night I actually just watched The Town. Some of those Boston
also a great
thrillers.
One.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm actually a huge moviegoer. Love, not necessarily criticizing, but getting into the
sure
cinema.
You like to eat?
Love to eat.
What are some of your favorite foods?
I hate saying pizza, but I love pizza.
That's
like
fine.
A good. I don't know. We have Mod over there and some Pagliacci. Not the cheap stuff, but
yeah.
Still good. I love Indian food.
For the spice or the flavor profile?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
I'm into spicy foods, and
okay.
The flavor profile is also there. But,
got it.
Yeah, I like getting around.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like to read?
It's a tough one. I just got a subscription to The New Yorker, so I've been getting into the articles there recently.
Sure.
Really cool to keep up to date with stuff like that. And kind of more science fiction type reading.
Yeah.
One of my favorite books is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Good book.
Great stuff there. But yeah, right now it's been mostly college textbooks, so I got to get out of that
that's
realm
fair.
A little
that's
bit.
That's fair. What's one of the better trips you've taken in your life?
It's a tough one. A few summers ago, I guess winter, but it was summer where we were, in Australia and New Zealand, my family went down there. We had an exchange student that lived with us when I was a junior in high school, and we made it out and visited him in
that's
Sydney
awesome.
And some different spots down there, and it was incredible. We were there for about 3 weeks.
Bondi Beach is pretty cool.
Yeah, we went there.
Well, how about any other passions or talents or interests that you have that we haven't talked about so far?
I love to run. I actually ran at UW for a year. I do the 400 hurdles.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been a runner my whole life. It's been a huge part of what I'm about. So
very cool.
That's another thing.
Well, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your participation in the donor program.
Sure.
What made you decide to become a donor?
I have a friend, or a couple friends that do it, actually, and they mentioned a couple different things about it. It seems like a really cool opportunity, and it's really nice to be able to supplement
sure.
some cash through college.
Sure.
Got to be able to make it through any way you can. But yeah, just
that's great.
Ended up here.
What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
That's a tough one. At this point, I could see maybe meeting them somewhere along the road
sure.
if they really reach out. But that might change, obviously, as I grow up and come to terms with what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see when the time comes.
Sure. And lastly, is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Good luck, and I hope I'm able to help.
Perfect. Well, again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and just want to wish you the best going forward.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you.